Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pints and Pairings. I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Said.
And I'm Jason Hendrick, a.k.a. The Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry.
And we have got a special bonus episode of Pints and Pairings for you today. What we're going to do...
Bonus everyone, for them, maybe not for us.
Right, yeah. We're doing this so that you don't have to, is what it is. That's the motto on the theme for this episode. What we are going to do is we're going to taste our way through the big three lights. We're talking Miller Lite, Bud Light, and Coors Light.
I'm trying to wash away some of that good beer from a second ago to cleanse my palate.
Right. It shouldn't take too much. A little lemon water, a little bread. You should be able
to We'll post the lemon water recipe online later.
Yes. So the inspiration for this episode came from a friend of mine who challenged me. He said, I don't think you could... You should do a show on these beers, because I don't think you're going to be able to pick them apart. And my initial reaction was, there's no way I want to do the show. I don't want to spend the time drinking beers that I don't enjoy.
So you didn't have to go through anything like this when you were trained to be a Cicerone?
I did not. The light beers that we drank were actually the Sam Adams Light.
Okay.
So we went as crafty as we could to get to find a light beer.
Cheaters.
Right, I know. So he challenged me to it, and after thinking about it for a while, I really started to kind of put what I know about these breweries, about their sophisticated brewing systems, setups, and how sophisticated their brewers are. It's just incredible. To be able to brew a beer like this in all these different places around the world, have it taste exactly the same, takes a lot of skill.
That's a big key. I actually was sailing with a gentleman for a while who used to be the brewmaster's brewmaster. I don't remember his exact title, but he was in charge of quality assurance and inspection across the country for Budweiser. He'd go around and he would make sure that people were following the same process, the recipes were consistent, and that the beers were consistent. And like you said, it's a sophistication. So, you know, as much as we knock them, again, they started from a small brewery a couple hundred years ago. They've built their way up. They've generated these processes to provide a consistent product across the country. You got to hand it to them for that. I mean, they've got a method of manufacturing that provides a great product, and almost a little Henry Fordish of the beer, you know, industry.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. These companies were the backbone of those communities in St. Louis and Milwaukee, and, you know, Golden is a fairly small town, but still, I mean, and Golden definitely still is, and they still are the backbones of those, but a much smaller family kind of oriented.
And most of us cut our teeth on these beers when it comes to drinking beer, so we can't, you know, going back, I'll give a little nod. I started out with all three of these when I was younger and in college, especially. It was consistent. People were excited because you were able to give them beer, and these are what we all start out with.
So leading, talking about...
And you went for the big cans today,
too. I did. I got the big ones. You can see this one right here. These are the 24-ounce or whatever these are. Yeah, 24-ounce big boy, tall boy cans. You know, Jason and I were talking before this about how he was kind of nervous to be able to pick through these beers. Can he tell the difference between them? And I kind of tried to ease him just a little bit, his concern, because I don't think I'm going to be able to tell them apart. I really think that they're going to taste so similar that it's going to be really, really difficult. And I'm excited for the challenge on my beer tasting abilities, but I really think that there's probably one of them that's going to stand out, but then there's going to be two that I won't be able to differentiate. And if that's, and I'm expecting that's the case, and that would be the worst case scenario, I think, worst case being in quotation marks, because I think that these are really similar beers. They're brewed to the style. In fact, they've got a style, a BJCP style named after them, and it's the light lagers, American light lagers, BJCP 1A.
And these
are the lightest of the light beers.
Yeah, these are super light. But I'm going to encourage everybody out there, you know, we got live listeners now. We're going to have people listening to the podcast later. As nothing else, maybe a party novelty, try this challenge. Get with some friends. Try it out and send us your feedback. See what you think.
Yes. The first beer I'm going to open up is the Coors Light. And I just want everyone to take a look.
Oh, it's got the vent.
This is the vented can. So we are pouring into small glasses. So I don't think I'm going to need the vent, but we'll give it a pour. And
I love that sound.
Jason, while I'm doing this one, go ahead and pour. Jason's got the Bud Light pouring.
Are we going to do like a little shell game after we get these poured and shuffle them around?
Well, we're going to do a blind taste. We'll do a blind taste test so that we don't know which ones are which. And then I'll pour them for you. That one's on your side. You're already mixed up on what's happening.
I noticed now that you've got these consistent glasses, so we can work our way outward.
I'm trying to, yes. But I these last ones, unfortunately, are a little different size. So they give because they're different size, when you're evaluating beers, you want to make sure that they're all in the same kind of glass. So sure. They've got the same geometries. So that when you're looking through it, if it's a bigger, wider glass, it's going to be a darker beer just because you're looking through more of it. Whereas if they're all the same, so if you've got one that's a wide base, one that's a skinny base, it's going to – now I'm losing my words.
Well, when we look at
the refraction of the light is going to be different through those, and so it's going to be harder to see through the wider one, obviously.
When we're looking at these taster glasses too, you know, consistency in the mouth of the glass is important because they're going to release their aromas and their esters at the same rate and in the same volume also. So at least we're getting a consistent product that way. They're super crisp. You got some carbonation bubbling up. You know, I'm impressed over here, though. The last pour, there's a lot of head to this. I mean, you know, we talked in the Light Lagers episode about, you know, dissipating head and the amount of proteins suspended in the beer that helps create a fuller, thicker, creamier head. This one, this is the Miller Lite, and it's holding its head.
I gave that one a pretty rough pour into it as well. But the first one, the Coors Light here, has nothing. Just on the appearance, there's a lot of carbonation in the Bud Light, and on my Miller Lite, there's a little bit, but it's not like what the Bud Light is. So just initially, if these are poured out, my mental note is that there's going to be the Bud Light is going to have more of a more carbonation.
Another reason why these beers are super popular is they're all marketing engines. You know, I was just in Tempe recently at my cousin's wedding, and they've got a really sophisticated transit system. They've got these great trolleys and that they run back and forth through ASU and across the town. One of them has, just like the commercial, the big silver bullet imagery on the side of the trolley. So it looks like the train in the commercials. Mm-hmm. So getting their name out there, just making beer and selling it for money.
Definitely. So on the aroma for the Coors Light, this one is really sweet.
Just put my nose in it.
it's always a good idea when you are testing the aroma that you don't stick your nose all the way into it. Your nose is not a straw. It reminds me of the movie Roxanne.
That was a great movie. Cheers to Steve Martin.
Cheers. So it's a sweet smell.
It is fairly sweet, surprisingly.
I'm getting.
I haven't had any of these three in a very long time, but it's surprisingly sweet. I think last time we talked about light lagers, one of your tasting recommendations and flavor notes or aroma notes was green apple. And I don't think it's very green in this, but I could definitely see a more red style apple, a sweeter, almost a Fuji or a Red Delicious style. Mm-hmm. But you're getting some of that grassy and straw kind of bitter note following right up. So it's an interesting combination.
Yeah, I would have gone more on the corn side, a little bit of sweet corn in the Coors Light. I have to make sure that I keep these separate. So we've got Coors on my side. So we went Coors, Bud, and Miller.
Yeah.
There's a definite aroma difference between all three of them. So if I can commit these to memory, I'll be able to pick them out side by side. If you handed me one and I didn't have anything to choose from, I don't know if I'd be able to do it though. Yeah, I've got a bigger glass there. So as we're smelling through that,
the Miller Lite is, the most yeasty kind of typical grain smell. When you drive by a brewery or you're baking bread, I think Miller Lite fits that the most distinctly.
The Bud Light seems to be the most neutral to me, in terms of aroma.
I agree entirely. It's almost non-existent.
Yes, and then coming to the Miller Lite, more hops and less sweetness. So I'm ready to do a tasting here. I'm going to see how these, what this, starting with the Coors Light. If you could pin down a flavor and match it to the aroma, this would be it. Yeah. It's sweet. There's a little bit of hop cleansing.
And I'm going to refer back to one of the tasty notes from the light lager episode that I pulled out, and that's jicama. I mean, it's got, there's a starchy component, but there's a little bit of that follow-up sweetness. I think that, like you said, matches the aroma in the nose. That's the fastest and closest thing I can relate this to.
I'm going to have to find some jicama in order to...
Oh, jicama's beautiful. It's crisp, like an apple, but it's got a starchy, potato-y component, a little sweetness. A little dip in ranch. Of course, that ranch makes everything better. But a little dip in ranch, you know, adds a creamy component. Yeah, let me rinse here. Not that there's a lot is needed.
And the next one is Bud Light.
And we'll give a little nod to my fraternity. We talked about that in the opening. And my fraternity was a self-proclaimed Bud Light house. Mm. Just to be a rebel, my buddy and I used to drink Miller Lite, though.
Oh, yeah? You can't make me conform to your rules. I may be a member of your fraternity, but I'm not doing that. That is just too much. You
crossed the line.
Right. I will not do that. You know, and coming back to the Bud Light as the most neutral on the aroma, the same with the flavor.
It has, actually, especially because we're drinking them a little more warm than I think most people would, mm-hmm. which is a good thing because it allows some of those aromas to open up. It allows the flavor and the organic compounds to open a little bit. It's kind of buttery, but it is very neutral. Mm. You know, for me, it's got a little bit of a buttery finish on the tongue, but not a lot of distinction in any other flavor profile.
I'll have to look at some tasting notes that anyone has put together for Budweiser.
Well, growing up in the Midwest, I mean, we used to eat butter on our corn all the time. So going back to some of that grainy aspect that mm-hmm. you're picking up in all these, a little slather of butter and you end up with a richness, but not an exciting depth of flavor. Mm.
Well, one of the things that I'd be interested to see what Coors Light uses for their grain bill. Bud Light uses rice, so that just thinking of a neutral flavor coming from rice, although a lot of times I can taste rice when it's added into the beer because there's a certain kind of rice sweetness with it. But
yeah, but you also live with a vegetarian, so you probably eat more rice than most people.
So then the last one is the
Miller Lite. Now, do you have any thoughts or theories as to why they spell it L-I-T-E versus their competitors?
I do have some thoughts on that.
Do you care to share?
That's marketing.
You had a little twinkle in your eye, like maybe it won't be appropriate for the segment. So.
Well, you know, because there was this really fascinating study done between the big three beer companies in the late 70s and how they were scrapping for market share and the dominance between Bud Light and Miller Lite. And so just to be able, you know, Light was in those commercials, hey, I'll have a Light. Well, a Light meant Miller Lite. Gotcha. You didn't have to. So it's, you know, it's all marketing, you know, other than in bad spelling, possibly bad grammar, I guess. So what do you think on the flavor on this one?
Again, going across, each one has a slight distinction, but not a lot of excitement. There's a little bit of white pepper in this one for me. And, you know, kind of the typical straw note. But no, it doesn't do a lot for me. Actually makes me feel a little belchy. There's a lot of carbonation still bubbling up out of each one of these.
So this is the Coors Light that I'm showing up in my can.
Super pale, super right,
there's,
light.
Bud Light, still more carbonation. This might be the only way that I can. So between the aroma between the Bud Light and the Miller Light are similar, but.
It may have a possible tell with the carbonation.
Right, and if you gave it to me blind, I wouldn't be able, you know, if you gave it to me and said, which one is this without tasting it against the other ones, I wouldn't be able to do it. Those two, I think I'm going to have, other than, I think the sight, the sense, just looking at it is going to be able to tell me which one the Bud Light is. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell the difference between the Bud Light and the Miller Light. Through the taste, I'm going to be able to pull out the Coors Light, and it tastes a little corny to me.
Yeah, it's got a little, but it's got a little sweetness too. I'm hoping to hold on to, like you said, that sensory memory that we're, the sense memory that we've talked about before, I'm hoping will kick in, and hopefully I don't lose track of my butteriness and my sweetness and the white pepper.
Right. And so then going back to when we were talking about how we're drinking these a little warmer than most people would. Absolutely, because we want to be able to tell the differences on these. Now, if these were served at their suggested serving temp at 38 degrees, I don't know if we'd be able to tell the difference between any of them, because they're going to be so cold that it's going to hold that carbonation in. Once you drink it, the temperature is going to start to numb your tongue.
Sure.
And so it would make it really, really difficult to taste or to distinguish between these three if you were drinking them at their suggested get some music playing at their suggested
who's the sound engineer on this show? What's going on with that?
I don't know. I thought it was playing, so then I pushed play, and then it was because I thought it was supposed to be paused, but there we go. So it would be really tough to figure it out.
Yeah,
which, I agree. If these were at the serving temp.
And, you know, a lot of these are served in clubs and parties where eventually you don't really give a damn what you're drinking anyway. So.
Right.
And or what temperature for that matter.
Well, and if they're served at a club, then they're served in a plastic cup on top of it. And one of the things with this is people, when they're drinking these beers, you're worried about the quantity that's in that glass. And so where these have a head that dies down quickly, that enables the pourer to pour that thing all the way up to the top before they stop and give it to you. And if you're paying $6 or $7 or $8,
especially when
we're
talking about sports stadiums and the arenas where a lot of these are served, people are pissed off that you're paying $7 or $8 for a mainstream beer.
Right. And if you get 12 ounces instead of the 14 because there's a head on it, or if you get just a little bit under the lip, then you're upset because you paid, $10 for a Miller
Lite. But these are great beer pong beers. If anyone out there is still playing beer pong, they go down fast. Get on to the next toss, beer pong.
Corruption. I can't comment on that. I have not played it.
Oh, we should go out to the beach one day. I'll show you how.
Okay, sounds like a good deal. What do you think with this?
We ready for a blind test?
Do you want to do a blind taste test?
I think we should.
Okay.
Take a quick break and do a little cleanse, or you want to just get right into it?
Well, I think let's call it good on this episode.
All right.
We'll hit stop, and then this will be the Pints and Pairings
so we're tasting. Leaving you in suspense.
Tasting notes for this.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of these glasses?
Right. And if
Hophead knows.
If I can pull it out, or if you can pull it out. So we'll rinse the glasses. We'll get everything, because I don't necessarily need to drink the rest of that in order to start fresh.
I'm on board with that sentiment.
Okay, so make sure you tune in to part two of the Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light.
Or as Homer would say with beer like this, part dope.
Dope. Right. All right, so we'll catch you in a little bit. And I don't know. I'm kind of
You're still Curtis Taylor, a.k.a. Hophead.
I am. I'm kind of at a loss because we don't usually cut in the middle of an episode.
That's okay. We're leaving people to come back for more. I'm Jason Hendrick, a.k.a. the Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry.
I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Said.
And we've got the finishing part of this segment coming up in our next segment. So you want to stay around to find out the results of our taste test with Coors Light, Bud Light, and Miller Light.
Right. And if you've been listening to us on the treadmill, I want to remind you to eat, drink, and be happy. And download the next episode.
Bang.
Cheers.
Cheers.